Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of The Strang Report, the podcast to inspire you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And with everything going on in our country around the election and since the election, we have been trying to cover what God is saying. And one of the people who is absolutely in the center of this is my guest today, Dutch Sheets. And I'm very happy to talk to him about some very important things in terms of what's happening in the courts of heaven as well as in the courts of earth. So you don't want to miss this podcast. Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so happy to welcome Dutch Sheets. I've done a couple of podcasts with you. They always get very, very high listenership, and I know with everything that's been going on, because you have been going city to city doing, I'm going to call them prayer events. Joy and I have watched most of them, and they are powerful, and it kind of culminated in something called Valkyrie, and I'm going to want to talk about that. But first, why don't you just tell me what God has been saying to you? So I remember that you know, even several years ago, were getting people to pray, to appeal to heaven for some kind of spiritual breakthrough in our country. And then things have evolved, and Donald Trump came on the scene, and you've just been involved in this in a long, long time. So why don't you just kind of catch us up to date, and before the podcast is over, I want you to specifically tell us about Operation Valkyrie.
Yeah, you know, Stephen, the Lord has just gripped me for our nation, and I've been praying for a revival in America for 25 years. And then, as you said, a few years ago, it just sort of shifted again into even a more intense, I felt, mantling of my life for this. And he did bring to me the appeal to heaven flag, and I've used it all over the country, and now thousands of people have it, not because of me, but just because of what God is doing. What a lot of people don't know is that George Washington first commissioned that flag to be made to fly over the battlefields during the Revolutionary War and over the naval vessels, because those colonists knew there was no way that they could win this war with Britain, the greatest empire in the world. They were outgunned, outmanned, had no money, no organized army. The only way they could possibly win their freedom was if God was involved. And so if this was his idea, they could prevail. And so they took the phrase from John Locke, hey, when you've done all you know to do, appeal to heaven. And that was the battle cry. That was the flag or the banner that we won our freedom under, appeal to heaven. You know, it fascinated me that God, I believe it was God, just sort of put that flag in hiding for a couple hundred years. You didn't hear anything about it anymore until about 8 years ago, when the Lord used a soldier of all people to give me that flag and tell me the story. And it so impacted me, I started preaching on it, and it just had so much wind on it that I believe what God was saying was the thing that birthed our nation. Prayer is what it will take to rebirth our nation. So we're appealing, and boy, was it timely. Do we ever need it now with all of the things going on in our nation and the election fraud that has taken place? And here we go again. We're appealing to heaven.
Well, let's talk about this, because, you know, I'm very aware of how serious things are. It's why I wrote several books on Donald Trump and tried to look at what was going on from a spiritual point of view, including what God is saying. And I quote Christian leaders even more than myself, and you were one of them. I interviewed you and included you and talked about how you had gone state to state a couple of years ago at each state capitol, and very aware of your ministry. I know how you're working with Ziklag and some other groups. And so after this election happened, and, you know, very, very quickly, I mean, like within minutes almost, I was out with Kenneth Copeland with their Victory Network. You know, we were doing Election Eve and coverage, and when they shut down the voting about 1:30 Central Time, and then we came back the next morning, and they overnight they had discovered all these ballots. And then, of course, in the time since then, it's been unfolding day by day by day with, you know, with algorithms and some of the voting machines and some very, very questionable things about the voting machines, like servers in Serbia and all that kind of stuff. And find, you know, in some places they would find huge numbers of ballots that would only have a Joe Biden voted on, didn't even vote for anybody down ticket, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, this is playing out in front of the nation. The conservative media is covering it more than the mainstream media, who's trying to say, you know, that it's over. I believe that it's not over. And then, again, with the spiritual aspect, I'm interested in the spiritual aspect and these prayer meetings. Now, you know, we believe that prayer changes things, but, you know, it's hard to quantify. It's hard to prove. And, of course, the secular mind and even a lot of lukewarm Christians give no credibility to it at all. So talk to me about maybe why you went state to state. I know because I watched the program and you know, this was mentioned that everybody kind of went at their own expense night after night after night. I'm trying to think which ones I saw in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, maybe Arizona. I didn't watch all of them. But, you know, these are obviously the battleground states. And why don't you tell me what happened? Because I think the listeners need to know that before we talk about right. Operation Valkyrie.
Well, you know, God has been using dreams in this season in an amazing way to help us with strategy and know what to do. But because of three specific dreams leading up to the election, I felt to go to Pennsylvania and pray. And I was there on election day. Prophets were saying that Pennsylvania would be a key state in the election. Of course, no one, I don't think, foresaw the fraud, but they knew Pennsylvania would be key. And but while right after I was there praying, the Lord gave another dream, which let us know I was to take a team back there and pray. And of course, by this point, we were in the controversy of the fraud accusations and praying that would be uncovered and exposed. So I did. I took a team. And you know, it was such a sovereign, it came together in such a sovereign way, and it happened so fast. I literally texted some of my prayer leader, prophetic, apostolic friends around the country. I felt like this needed to be, you know, pretty high-level people, very mature. And I just thought, I need four or five of them to go there with me and help me in this prayer gathering. And Stephen, 30 people responded and said, I'll be there, and paid their own way, their own airfares, and joined me there with 1,000 people from around that state. And it was just an amazing night of prayer. And then the next day or so, I received a call from some people in Washington, D.C., who had seen it and watched it, were very impacted, work in the current administration there, don't want to be identified and you know, talk about who they are, just said, would you come to Washington and pray with us? So a couple of us did. And while we were there, they challenged us in a kind and an appropriate way, but still said, you know, we believe that maybe you're supposed to do more of these, not just Pennsylvania. Maybe the Lord is asking you to go to all of these contested states and take a prayer team. And I remember distinctly, this was a Friday. It was the Friday before Thanksgiving week. And I was thinking, wow, should we do this? This would be a difficult undertaking. And how would I put it together so quickly? And I'm thinking, maybe do it, start a week from now, if we're supposed to do it after Thanksgiving. And then these people said to me, because they knew what was happening in the legal battles and some of these states, they said to me, well, if you're going to do it, you can't wait a week till after Thanksgiving. You need to start now, like tomorrow, Saturday night. And my head was swimming, and I thought, there's no way you could plan a national prayer gatherings in a state, but broadcast it nationally and have try to get people on board and get enough leaders there and put all this together overnight. But I'm telling you, it's the most sovereign thing I've ever seen. It happened. I called a leader in Georgia and said, "What do you think? Could you do this?" She said, "We'll start tomorrow night. Do it. Come." I called my friends. I said, "What do you think? Should you join?" 15 leaders around the country showed up to join me, and we were off and running. And as you said, now we've done all of the contested states. And Stephen, hundreds of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of people have joined us, as you mentioned, doing through the YouTube and the live stream. People are engaged. There is a praying army right now that has determined we're not letting go of this. We are going to stay in agreement. We're going to keep crying out until we see the breakthrough over this election. It has been the most remarkable thing I've ever witnessed.
Well, I believe it's the body of Christ waking up because, you know, this is true of many Christians, no matter, you know, what church they come from. But it seems particularly with the Pentecostals and Charismatics are very, very passive when it comes to some of these kinds of things. You know, we want to sing and shout and get people saved, which, of course, is important. But, you know, politics was always dirty. In fact, Pentecostals in the First World War were actually pacifists. And there's still some of that. And I personally think that a lot of the mess we're in is because the church has not been the church. But it's like people are waking up. They're seeing, you know, the purpose of this podcast is not to go into all the bad things that are happening. But, you know, even with COVID-19, we're seeing that the globalists are wanting to do a reset. Of course, getting Trump out of office is part of that. Also, we've seen our religious freedoms taken away. Thankfully, down here in Florida, they say that churches are still essential, but in some parts of the country, they don't even, you know, they'll allow 10 or something like that. I may get my numbers wrong, but I mean, you know, the abortion clinics and the liquor stores stay open, and the churches had to close in many, many places, and it happened so easily, so quickly, and Christians went along with it, you know, under the guise of trying to, you know, stop this pandemic. And now it's like things, it's like people's eyes are opened. And as I watched and participated, I wasn't just watching, my wife more than I. In fact, she'd go on and say, "Oh, there's 170 some thousand who've watched this on YouTube or something," you know, and I mean, just huge, huge numbers. And then for this thing called Valkyrie, I had never even heard the word Valkyrie, or if I had, I'd forgotten it. And it was just like a night or two ago, we first heard about it. Joy and I got out of bed, you know, you'll explain it, but it was a call to pray across the nation. In fact, you need to explain this because a lot of the listeners won't know it, and you'll explain it much better than I can. But when it came time for the Floridians to pray, we set our alarm, got out of bed and prayed and decreed, and we downloaded your app, Give Him 15, which you talked about the last time we did a podcast. I've downloaded it, and before we're done with the podcast, I want to encourage everybody to download it because I just think that these tools, you know, they're tools that technology gives us. There's so many bad things about technology, but there's a lot of good things too. So why don't we start by explaining what Valkyrie is, because it has a very specific meaning in history.
Yes, the word Valkyrie actually means, I'm looking for through my notes to get it exactly. It's from Norse mythology, and it means literally the choosers of the fallen or slain. So in Norse mythology, Valkyrie, there were more than one. These were goddesses that were in charge of who lived or who died on the battlefield. That was the literal meaning. Then it took on a historical meaning in the days of the Nazi regime in Germany. They had a plan that should the people of Germany ever rebel from the Nazi government and succeed somewhat in doing so, the Nazis had a plan to take back the country and stop that rebellion, and that was called Valkyrie. So in its most literal meaning historically, and this is actually from some of the reading that I did, this is a quote of Valkyrie, and its simplest definition was a plan to take over a country. So it decides who lives or dies, or who survives, and then historically it was a plan to take over a country. We knew, of course, and we get to the dream whenever you want, but we knew that in the dream the Lord was using this name to describe what's happening in our country, an attempt to take over the nation, to determine who will survive, who won't. And that wouldn't be necessarily physically, but politically. The president would not survive. Valkyrie would determine who survives, and that it was an effort to take on or take over our nation again, away from those of us who want it to be a Christian nation, who want to honor the Constitution and God's purposes for America. That would be Valkyrie.
Well, I believe that your final service was in Pennsylvania, where you had begun, and you talked about this, and you talked about this prayer from midnight to 3 a.m., and thousands of people responded with practically no time to market it or get the word out. We found out about it the day before it happened and did a story that quoted you. I don't know how many people would have tuned in because of that, but word of mouth was getting lots of people to do it. And we covered the story not to necessarily get a group, but because we felt it was important for the body of Christ to know this was going on, because I was intrigued that one of your leaders, and maybe it was you, talked about appealing to the courts of heaven. And this is not the normal kind of terminology that we use. I'd like to know what you think is happening in the spiritual realm, because, you know, the lawyers and the politicians that feel there's been fraud are doing their, you know, they're doing their thing, their strategies. There's talk about going to the legislatures. There's talk about invalidating, you know, or redoing votes and all that kind of stuff. But that's all in the political realm. You know, to some extent, that's happened before in various kinds of elections. But there's a spiritual thing going on right now that you've even been referring to. So explain about this special prayer, how it came up, how you carried out, and then really where we're going with this is, what do you think the result is?
Right. Well, you know, and I'll preface it by saying I think the marriage of the civil and governmental, the law, the lawyers, et cetera, and the prayer in this situation is so important and understood, is because what God wants to do in America is so linked to his harvest around the world. You know, if we don't have a free America, if we're taken over and by humanists and people that are anti-Christ and their thinking, etc., God does not have the instrument that he needs to bring in this great harvest that's coming. So, you know, it's yes, there's an attempt by politicians and people to take over the government and steal this election, but it's also spiritual in nature, because the enemy's behind it to try and stop what God wants to do through this nation. So we've been praying about that, I was given a dream from another person 2.5 months ago to go back to Cape Henry, where it was prophesied that we would take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we did that. But in the dream, there was a strange portion that said there was something coming later that wasn't given to us then, and that it would be a strategy of prayer that God would show us that would start from the first state in the U.S. and go then to the other states, ending with the last one. And I thought, you know, what a strange thing to say. And I I've been waiting for the fulfillment of that dream, the strategy to come for 2.5 months, praying, saying, Lord, give us the strategy. Then when this dream came about Valkyrie, I felt like this is what he was speaking of. And on the morning, the dream is, on the morning of November 28th, in a dream, this man says, Stephen Springer, I saw Independence Hall, of course, is in Philadelphia, where our Constitution was written and the Liberty Bell is, Independence Square. I saw Independence Hall and the large clock tower. An angel came and stood on top of the clock tower and shouted, when the clock strikes 3 a.m., Valkyrie will fall and will not sing if the sons of the kingdom will pray. He said, I then saw fervent prayer taking place in the night and through the night, and it caused the witchcraft and curse to bounce back on the sender. There was then another group of warriors awakened in the dream, clothed in battle array, who were surrounded and led by a host of angels. One of the angels declared repeatedly, the commander's judgments are supreme. It energized the warriors, and they joined in with the declaration. I then saw, he said, the scales of justice tip and become perfectly balanced. End of dream. Now, this man had never heard of Valkyrie. You said you had. I had not. But we immediately began to research it because we felt such a wind on this. And for a day, I prayed and said, Lord, is this somehow the strategy connected to this that you spoke of 2.5 months ago? Is there something to do with Valkyrie? And I pondered it for a day, and the next morning, I got up at 4:30 in the morning to fly to the next of these prayer gatherings coming up. I forget the state I was, Vegas. I was going to Nevada. And I sometimes, when I get up that early, I'm tired, you know, from all these meetings we've been doing, I'll get a cup of coffee, turn the news on, and just let sort of the news wake me up. So I turned the TV on 4:44 in the morning. Instantly, the first thing that came on the screen was a picture of a documentary. And at the bottom of the screen, it said, Operation Valkyrie. And I just was shocked. And I said, Lord, I've never heard of this till the dream. The next day, you show me this. You're telling me this is the strategy. So what the Lord said in the dream was that the angel decreed it at 3 a.m. The strategy 2.5 months earlier was every state would start with the first state, go to the last one. I just felt like the Lord showed me if every state, starting with the first one at 12:30 in the morning, would decree for 3 minutes, then the next state would decree for 3 minutes, then the next one, that 50 states would end at 3 a.m., the time that the angel said Valkyrie would fall. And Stephen, you mentioned it. I started making phone calls. We put it on our Give Him 15 app. And this happened in 24 hours. I know at least 150,000 people were up through the night at their appointed time for their state, making this decree that we wrote and added to it. Most people prayed a lot more than the 3 minutes. I asked the team to go to Independence Hall and at 3 a.m. make decrees and read the dream. This lady, our friend Abby in Pennsylvania, did this. And, you know, she had a team of 4 or 5 people to go with her. And when she arrived, people had come to Independence Square, not even knowing she was doing anything, from all over the country. There were at least 50, she said, from many states gathered there to make that decree at 3 in the morning. It was just the most sovereign thing I have seen. And as you said, when she finished her decree, right over top of Independence Hall, I have a picture of a shooting star, a cloudless sky, and this cloud formed right over Independence Hall that they believe was the Lord showing them it was an angel. And it was just an amazing, amazing night. And we believe that this strategy that we received breakthrough that night over our nation regarding this evil strategy to take over America. Obviously, things don't change overnight, but we believe so many sovereign things happened. We believe that that this will prove to have been a night of incredible breakthrough against this strategy.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to record this. I know there's, you know, it's on YouTube and a lot of places, but I wanted to document in my own way. We're recording this on December 3rd, and, you know, people will be listening to this a lot later. We'll put it on charismanews.com and in other ways. Do you have the decree in front of you? I've got your app open. It says December 3rd. I can't figure out how to make it go back a day or two. But do you
have? I do have.
So you could, I want to close by you just issuing that decree. I want to encourage people to download the app. It's called Give Him 15. When you type it in, it pops right up there, and you can download it on iTunes or Google Play. And also, before you do the decree, just tell my listeners how they could find out more about you, or maybe, you know, see some of these services. Maybe they're archived on YouTube or something. How could people find out more about Dutch Sheets or about this prayer movement that's going on?
Well, thanks, Steve. The easiest way is to go to DutchSheets.org. They can get all the information there. And yes, they're archived. They can watch these prayer services on YouTube. They can also go to our Facebook. And by the way, we have a website specifically for the Give Him 15. So they can do it through the app, or they can go to GiveHim15.org and read the prayers there as well. So easy, we make it easy there, and I would appreciate anybody doing that. We appreciate you asking me to do that.
So why don't we wrap it up
yeah,
by you just sharing?
The decree.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm happy to read the decree. Here's what we wrote: as Christ's ecclesia on the earth, that's the church, we have been delegated His supreme authority to declare into the spiritual realm what is lawful and unlawful, forbidden and allowed. We have been given Christ's keys with which to close doors no one can open and open doors no one can close. According to His instructions, we join together in unity across our nation tonight, from the first state to the last, in order to end Valkyrie's plot to steal America's 2020 elections. We agree with the angel of the Lord, and using His very words, join Him in decreeing that when the clock strikes 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Valkyrie will fall and will not sing. The plot will end. We declare that our prayers are causing the witchcraft and curse to bounce back on the sender. We decree that the commander's judgments are supreme, and we decree the scales of justice will now tip and become perfectly balanced. We decree the next 4 years of Donald John Trump's presidency will see the fruit of God's divine reset in America. We will experience a third great awakening. We will return to our ancient paths and foundations, including being a voice of the gospel of the kingdom to all the earth, and America's heart will be captured once again by her creator, Yahweh. In Christ's all authority, we make this ruling. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank you, Dutch Sheets, for your leadership in the body of Christ, for your ministry, and for being bold, you know, to speak up and to rally people. And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. Share this podcast with others. I want people to know about what's going on. We need to continue to pray, of course. And tune in again tomorrow for another edition of the Strang Report podcast, the podcast that encourages you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. I'm back in the studio, and I wanted to share something very exciting. It's called Charisma Plus, and it is our new platform. It's an app, and it just became available this week at the App Store for Apple. Sometimes they call it iTunes, and also Google Play for Android, which is what I have. And this is a platform that has Spirit-led videos, podcast shows, Charisma Audio Magazine, audiobooks, and much more. As we develop it, we will have live streaming, we will have movies, documentaries, lots and lots of material to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And also, it's going to be a platform. This is our future. And this is the very first time I've talked about it, because until it was approved in the two stores, we couldn't really start talking about it. But you can go and download it free. And we have very few downloads so far, and it's free to begin with. Eventually, it will be by subscription, although there will be a free aspect. You'll be able to get really everything we do here at Charisma Media, including our websites, our news, everything. And, you know, it's a way that we can go around the printing press. We can go around the big, you know, tech companies. We can go directly to the consumer, to the reader, to the Christian who wants to experience more of the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll also say that if you could go to my website, which is called stevestrangbooks.com, you can get all of the books I've done. You can subscribe to Charisma Magazine. It's just an easy and quick way to do it. Of course, there's other ways, including charismamedia.com, or you can go to the individual websites like charismamag.com, etc. It's our way to minister to you, to connect with you, to give you information, content, teaching, inspiration to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're all about at Charisma Media. It's called Charisma Plus. Just type in Charisma Plus and it pops right up. I downloaded it very, very easily, and you can too. And when you share this with friends, you will be on the ground floor. And when you see it, send us your thoughts at info@charismamedia.com. We want to hear from you. And in the upcoming days, I'll be sharing more about it. But now that I just found out, you know, they approved it after only a couple of days. We thought it would take several weeks or maybe even a couple of months. So this is exciting that the Lord has now opened the store. And I think that you will like Charisma Plus.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.